We've known for a while, of course, the harmful effects of smoking, but now we're hearing that secondhand smoke could actually increase the likelihood of hearing loss in teenagers?
Well, this was a study that was published in the Archives of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery, and comes out of New York University, where they looked at about 1,500 non-smokers between the ages of 12 and 19. And they tried to use a database to determine which ones of those groups were exposed to secondhand smoke. And they did this by doing blood tests and looking for a metabolite or a breakdown product of nicotine as a means of measuring this exposure. And they tested the hearing of these adolescents to determine if there was any hearing loss. And they found, at least from the initial data, that those that were exposed to the most secondhand smoke by virtue of their blood test measurement, they had the highest rates of hearing loss. That is, they lost high-frequency ranges and also low-frequency ranges in their hearing. The problem, though, with the study is that, and the authors admit this, is that they can't assign causation. The way the data was collected is that you can't really say A leads to B. In this case, the exposure leads to it, because they were not able to rule out, for example, other causes of and sources of secondhand smoke. That is, they didn't know whether there was prenatal exposure to secondhand smoke, and also whether they were listening to loud music or loud noises exposure. So
sure,
there are
I was
a lot
gonna
of
ask that, yeah.
Yeah, especially in between the 12 to 19 age group. So you really can't hang your hat on this particular study, and even the researchers are saying, look, this is just a preliminary evaluation. We can't say that this indeed is the cause of it. There are many other things that can cause hearing loss, much more common. Loud noise, for example, loud music can damage hearing over time. So those are certainly things that you want to look at. But it's just a means of saying, okay, now we can maybe move forward, do future research on this in order to establish causation if there is. But really, at this point, when you look at the headlines, they tend to say, oh yes, if you're exposed to secondhand smoke, you're going to end up with hearing loss. That's not what the study said. In fact, at least the authors of the study, as I said, were cognizant of that fact, that there is just no causation that can be said. They just tried to bring this up as a starting point.
So there might be a relationship there, but it's hard to say that one thing causes the other, unless there's more evidence.
Exactly, and that tends to follow for many conditions that we have. You usually can't hang your hat on just one factor. There can be a factor that's that contributes to the disease, but a whole host of things together tend to multiply that factor. So you can't just hang your hat on this one.
All right, Barry, have a great day.